Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pretty soon.
Who?
The Commanders.
Back.
They could be. If you get
back to what?
Competing.
With Drake May?
What if they
better go Jaden Daniels.
Did you see his elbow?
No.
His elbow, Jaden Daniels' elbow went viral in one of those pictures yesterday.
Oh, no, I saw his throws. I saw the main news was that he's up to 210 pounds because that's the knock on him is that he's a slight dude. What's up with the elbow?
Bro, it's like protruding. You got to look it up, man. It's like what?
We got an elbow? We got a swollen elbow?
It was just he was throwing it, but I think he was just so skinny that his elbow was like.
Like a knife.
Yes, bro.
Sharp.
Yes. And it was like, it went viral. It was just a regular tweet.
Heck is wrong with Jaden Daniels' elbow?
It's just, again, he probably has...
I mean, y'all pick apart anything on these guys,
that's what
man.
We got to do.
Fingernails, elbows.
Oh, my God. It's worth a Google.
Nice elbows.
You see it now? Yeah.
Bro, no,
is
it's
Is it
wicked.
Sharp? It's just sharp.
It's insanely
it
sharp.
It just means it's sharp.
No, but it also looks separate from the muscular connection.
What, is there an explanation out there that's running? Has he had surgery or something? Is it a crazy bone?
I'm going to show it to you.
You have to see this, Jason.
That's been doctored.
It's not, bro.
I don't know, bro.
It's not doctored.
Bro, that looks alien.
That's why it was a thing.
He looks like he's got an extra bone in there.
It looks weird.
I mean, it is.
I don't know if I draft him because of that. I would skip him.
You know what? I'm good with Caleb.
Yeah.
I'm a Jaden Daniels guy, and I told y'all he was going to move up. I don't think he's going to move up to one, but I do think he's going to. And now I'm even more comfortable with my pick. I'm going to take my pink nails and pink phone and my.
So he said Jaden Daniels. So the word was Jaden Daniels had.
It's something.
Olecranon bursitis.
What is that?
That's what it's an inflammation of the bursa, which is a sac that is usually empty and is there to protect the bone underneath.
That's not good.
So he must have banged his elbow against a hard surface and it was filled with fluid. It's a protective mechanism to prevent fracturing the bone underneath. That's what one doctor looked at the picture and came away with, that he had the olecranon bursitis, which is amazing to me. You couldn't diagnose that.
Lewis Riddick wasn't talking nothing about that elbow when he said today that Lewis was at his pro day. Well, said today he should go number one.
That's a minor thing.
Obviously, people aren't worried about it. Yeah, that hadn't been a story. He's rising. He's not, you know, there isn't enough concern about this to...
I think nobody should take
that
him.
That is strange.
I'd skip him.
If I was the Raiders, I'd
y'all
start,
would not see. Y'all,
start,
y'all
this is working.
Reasons because nails and this elbow thing that literally
Drake
no medical people are saying is an issue.
I would start
issue.
Leaking that the elbow is a real issue.
If I was Drake May, I would do that.
Between the nails
to try
and the
to
elbow,
get to two,
I'm
sure
going May. Totally. I'm all in on May.
I have no really a real opinion on May.
Drake May made just as many mistakes as what they've said Caleb has done with the, you know.
Well, Caleb's going
bad reads
one.
And everything else. Caleb, I'm just saying when people are talking cons on some whether it's Caleb or Jaden, Drake's got his cons too.
Sure.
In terms of the decision making, everything else. But yeah, folks, they see Josh Allen. How many Josh Allens are there? That's all I'd ask you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I could make the same argument about Patrick Mahomes, and that's what everybody's compared Caleb Williams to. So.
Exactly.
There's only one of those. Fair. There's only one of those.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Get to the rundown, and then 125. Mark Giannotto is going to join us.
Draymond, we got to talk about him.
And we'll get to Draymond, absolutely. Yeah, and Steph's face and all of that. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, Artie Turner Fam, ESPN.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Yeah, Brandon Clark was back last night, but so was Draymond Green. Back acting a dang fool. Now, the Warriors find themselves in a desperate situation, first of all, because the Houston Rockets have won 10 games in a row, including an overtime game last night against OKC, a very good Western Conference team, to now pull within a game of Golden State, and that's why Golden State, now hanging on to the 10 seed, last spot in the play-in, is desperate for wins. And so you'd think, with all that on the table, that Draymond Green would be on his best behavior. The man was thrown out less than 4 minutes into the game, picked up two technical fouls. He's ejected. The ref, Ray Acosta, was the guy that this one was not on Fenisi Ransom. This was Ray Acosta, who had had enough, okay? And it was Draymond cursing him, basically, after the initial tech that got him run out of the building. Now, this is important for two reasons. Number one, Adam Silver, Draymond Green, like, stop. This man had to learn a thing. He's even got commercials out here. Can't remember what the brand is because he's representing a few now. They're like, I'm got to make better choices, going to make better choices. This dude's doing the same thing. It's his career high fourth ejection of the season. He's the first player to be ejected at least four times in a season since KD was tossed five times in 2017-18. So we're talking some years. It also marked the second time Green was ejected in the first quarter this season. According to ESPN stats and information, he is the only player with multiple first quarter ejections in a season over the past 20 years.
Amazing.
He's out of control.
No doubt.
It's been out of control, and Silver and the league will do nothing about it. That's really going to change the behavior. Hell, Draymond was saying that Adam Silver was saying, no, Draymond, don't retire. Remember when he was suspended, that he had had those. So we were fed up that conversation. We rolled our eyes at it then. But again, it's just more. And as fed up as we've been by it, and especially the way the NBA lets him get away with this, and last night finally somebody, Acosta's holding him accountable, how about Steph Curry? Because I think this might be the story. Last night you could see it. Initially, Steph Curry comes up. He's between Acosta. He's between Draymond. He's doing his thing. He's listening to Draymond, looking at the ref, trying to go, you know, let's get this done. We're going to do our little bit of a barking here, and we're going to stop. But you can see in his face the frustration that starts to come over as Draymond won't stop. And then afterwards, as Draymond's going on and on and on, you see him in the huddle, everything else. He starts covering up his face, eventually puts his shirt over, his jersey over his head. He can't stand. It's like, how could you do this in a game we got to win? And they did go on to win, but get the win because of Steph Curry. But Kuminga's out too, guys. That's even more reason for Draymond to be on his best behavior. How could you get thrown out 4 minutes in a game that we got to win? Yeah. You could see it all over Steph's face. But here's the thing. So Draymond, after the game, and he's had plenty of time to shower up, put on the street clothes. After the game, they've got the footage of Steph coming off. He was emotional after the win. He's kicking chairs on the road and everything. And I'm not telling you, that wasn't just because he put up a fantastic performance getting the win. I'm telling you, that was frustration boiling over that he had to be this great. He's walking to the locker room. Who's sitting there waiting on him, doing the sleep sign, put him to sleep that Steph had done to the Orlando fans? Draymond doing the sleepy thing like, oh, we got another one. Moving on, and that was Draymond's message, pretty much got to bounce back. Now, Steve Kerr, Mr. The Code, and Dylan Brooks broke it. We know he's let Draymond get away with everything. He said last night, and rightfully so, that Draymond deserved to be thrown out. I'm sick. Anybody that's saying Ray Acosta here and, you know, whatever, should let it go, you're wrong, especially with Draymond's history. But I think the story here is Steph at a point where you're like, bro, this ain't even worth it.
Right. No.
You know, other teammates would grab, other situations you would grab your teammate. It's interesting. You saw Chris, I think Chris Paul was in it too, but Steph sort of standing in between. Nobody grabs Draymond. You know why? Because that fool might hit you. He might hit his own guy.
Yep.
Like they don't do that. Remember when Steven Adams grabbed Ja? Like that's what you usually see. Like it's broken up. They don't even do that to Draymond. They try to stand between. And then when he goes crazy, you just walk off and you shake your head like Steph was doing. Bro, it's over in terms of him being a contributor to a Golden State team that's contending for a championship. I thought it was written all over Steph's face. Steph, to his credit, I guess.
Right.
Like when Draymond did the sleep thing and Steph's coming off, he's in his street clothes, we get another win, baby. Yeah. you know, Steph dapped him up and everything else, but you saw him afterwards. He was clearly frustrated. He said as much, and I just don't know how much are they willing to put up with. It's worth it when Draymond is versatile. You put him all over the floor. You're a contending team, and he is giving you an edge. It can't be worth it still when you are trying to hang on to the 10 seed as a play-in here. This guy in must-win games is getting thrown out 4 minutes in after he's already been suspended this season.
No, I mean,
four ejections this year, career high. He ain't getting better. He's getting worse.
I don't know how it's allowed to happen. I don't know how it's allowed to happen.
It's crazy.
I mean, and I don't know how. Like, you know, it started way before today, right? When the organization decided to let it slide the first time, and then the second time, and then the third time, and they wrote it off and they ascribed it to having maybe just him. That's just Draymond. We excuse so much in life and in sports by just saying, oh, that's just X. Oh, that's just Y. That's just the way they are. Well, that's not okay. Just because somebody decides they want to be an a-hole, you know, why do we accept that and tolerate that behavior socially? You know what I mean? Like, somebody should check them, and it never happened. Draymond never got checked, not by his organization, not by his teammates, not by the officials.
Well, and then once they won titles, you weren't going to check them.
Exactly. So that you missed your chance. You blew it. You blew it. And it's why Steph is on the sidelines completely, you know, unable to even. I mean, he's pulling his face in his jersey.
Yeah, looked like he's at his wit's end last night there for a little while.
And people are now, Jay Williams said that people are texting him about Steph's leadership or lack thereof.
Imagine if they hadn't won the game.
Oh, yeah.
How Steph would then be feeling.
Well, that's the conversation would be entirely different.
It would be entirely different again. And that, you know, again, he's the one that gets him off the hook. This is a night that Kuminga's not even playing and Draymond's getting thrown out four minutes in. It's unbelievable. And initially, of course, you know, I gave Steve Kerr, I guess, credit for saying that Draymond deserved it when he so clearly did. But initially, Steve was yelling at the refs. You know? Like, this is, like, y'all giving Draymond a hard time. Man, please. This dude's a scourge on the league, man.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough,
it's,
man.
It's crazy. I mean, he's hitting players this season, everything else. What more do we need to see? Before you give him something significant in terms of suspension, that's really going to change the behavior, curb the behavior, lets him know. I mean, he's making money off you, basically, with these commercials now that he's doing. I got to make better choices and everything else off of sort of what he's been allowed to get away with. I just think if I'm Golden State, and maybe they should have already made this decision, but I'd be just about wrapping up because, again, you got to keep – Steph's locked up here, and you got to keep him engaged. And I imagine, at some point, he's gonna want you to tell him, okay, we're going to try to make some moves here with you at, 36 years old. Yeah, to keep you a contender. That clearly can't include Draymond Green.
Not now.
But that's why Myers bailed out.
Yes, it is.
You know, their GM. Everybody, the writing was on the wall. This thing's coming to an end. And, yeah, man, again, so early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? But he doesn't. He just does his thing. And the NBA's allowed him to do it. I think Steph may finally be fed up with it. Again, especially if Houston catches them, you know, miss a play-in because mm-hmm. Houston caught you and everything else, and you know you're getting suspended and thrown out. We'll see what happens. But that was you're not shocked because this is Draymond Green, and we see it over and over again. But
right.
I did think Steph's reaction sort of set it all for me, especially the way he was kicking chairs afterwards. He's tired of this mess. But then he's your teammate, John. It's like, you know, what are you going to do? It's on the organization. Steph can't come out here and other than what he said, like he knows we need him, but he can't come out here publicly and kill the man and
right.
say, I want to move on. So I mean, you make it clear to the front office that this can't continue. But clearly, the front office has no teeth
exactly.
when it comes to trying to control him, especially now. Steve has no teeth. Steve Kerr, man, was all over Dylan Brooks.
Could not wait to go in on him. And yet, like, talking about...
He got the main dude, most out-of-control player in the league.
What was his word he used?
The code.
The
he
code.
Said Dylan Brooks
the
broke the code.
The code.
And That's he's right. got the most out-of-control dude in the league on his roster and allows it.
When he's got Hammurabi on his damn team.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's the only code they know. Or that he knows, I should say. But he wants to throw... he cast a Spurs upon us.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. So just more of the same in terms of Golden State's, you know, at least the coaching and front office reaction to it. Maybe we saw a little different with Steph and some of that frustration starting to boil over. But they, I mean, it's not like you can remake them right now, though. You know, these decisions will have to be made in the offseason, whether or not you're bringing. They re-signed him, right? I mean, that was the thing. They brought him back. You know, you picked him over Poole.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck.
Both of them, obviously. Jordan Poole was in hell in Washington, and Draymond's a mess. You know, perhaps there was no victory to be had there.
Do you think somebody would trade for him at this point, some contending team, to say he could
Draymond
give
Green?
The edge?
No.
I'm talking about if Golden State decided it wanted to.
No. Dude, the championship team is the one he's on. I mean, and it's like he can't even say, why would you do that? Why would you invite that? You know, it'd be worse than welcoming back Jordan Brown after he already quit. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Because he doesn't bring you enough from a like
that dude is signed up through 26-27.
Doesn't Draymond like never play when Steph is out? Isn't that like the thing? He never plays. He always
it's like a running joke. Yeah. But I do think some of the numbers line up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like can you like
or gets thrown out?
Draymond is an enhancement of Steph, right? It ain't the other way around. He doesn't enhance Steph. Steph enhances him.
Yeah, nobody's going to take this deal.
Nobody's going to take that deal.
Because
he was talking about going to the Pistons. I mean, that's who he was linked to, and the Grizzlies.
Well, the Grizzlies, yeah.
I was in favor of that, but, man, I'm glad it didn't happen.
I was going to say, that's why I asked the question. You'd have to be.
But this was before he's really gone off the deep end this year.
He's got, so 24, 25 is $24 million, $25 million in 25, 26, and then $27.6 million in 26, 27. And so if you're trading for Draymond Green, you're not only helping Golden State, it feels like, in terms of whatever new iteration they try to put around Steph, but you're also taking on some years and some money for a guy that is not nearly as effective as he was when he was, you know, in the middle of their defense, heading their defense and helping them legitimately win championships. I mean, it's not even the same Draymond. That you're 4 years, $99.6 million is what that deal was on the extension.
Yeah,
I mean, they messed up with that one. I'd have let him and Poole go. That's what they should have done.
Yeah, I mean, they did do one of those. They did achieve one of those, but you know, it's
tough situation.
The other one is costly. But again, four titles. You take that.
They get the win, 101-93. I think Steph might have sounded a little different in the presser afterwards if they had lost that game. They're maintaining their one game lead right now over the surging Houston Rockets, who, again, worth mentioning, won 132-126. This is at OKC in overtime for their 10th game in a row. Jalen Green, one-time University of Memphis recruit, 37 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists.
Yeah, how about that?
He is blossoming, and Dylan Brooks is thriving.
Yeah. What class was Paolo? Was he 21?
Paolo?
Yeah.
That's your boy.
I'm trying to line up.
What does this got to do with Paolo? Golden State beat Paolo. I'm talking about Jalen Green.
I know, but I'm saying Paolo could have been a Jalen Green, right? Because Paolo is with Mike. Like, could Paolo have been a Memphis Tiger?
Might stop.
Just like Jalen. He would have been on the list.
No, I don't. Jalen, didn't he tell somebody else it was going to be?
He told everybody different
another
things.
School.
It was
yeah,
Auburn
so,
or Memphis.
So saying that you were close, and if you had not gone, all right, G League or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and now the G League Ignite is dead.
It's dead.
That did not happen. Who was he the biggest one out of it?
Well, and then the Thompson twins, right?
Oh, I thought they were overtime.
Maybe they are.
I think they're overtime.
Getting those mixed up. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jalen is a success story.
I think Matas Buzelis is G League.
He is.
Okay.
I'm sure
that's
on him.
Three. But Scoot stinks. Jalen's good.
Give Scoot a little more time.
Yeah, I will. Jalen's good, you would say.
Oh, dude is coming on fast. He was young. He was so young.
Right, he was. He was very young.
Young Michael Jackson.
We'll see on Matas how he ends up. But
I guess you're right. I guess so the Thompson twins are overtime's
best almost
story.
Positive.
No, you're right. And that's their only story, right?
Yes.
For overtime.
Yes. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
because they're going to be all right.
Good for them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
no, you're right. It's overtime elite on those two. Mixed them up.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, there's your breakdown. The back end of the Western Conference,
hey.
Or at least the play-in guys, we're technically sort of that back end. These Memphis Grizzlies, but yes, Steph Curry, very upset with Draymond. Steve Kerr, not so much.
Next story.
All right, Sweet 16. Every time I think about the Sweet 16, I think about my sister-in-law's Sweet 16. Sam's oldest sister, Nicole. Dude, when me and Sam first started dating, she had a list. Okay, this was in the before times. She had a list of things that she asked for and received for her Sweet 16, right? It was like a Mercedes. It was like a Chanel bag. And she got all of it, bro. She got all of it for her Sweet 16.
My Lord.
The Serbian Hammer made it happen.
Did 3-6 come?
It was not quite that.
Remember,
they did that one, yeah. It had to be a Memphis one, right?
I'm pretty sure, yes, that one was a Memphis one.
Yeah. For my Sweet 16, I got a 2008 Nissan Altima that was banged up.
But you got a car, fool.
But yeah, I got a car, there's no doubt.
As hard as your mama was working to get you that car, exactly. You should have been proud. I hope she put a bow on that thing.
No, but it did have a nice sort of aftermarket stereo, which I appreciated. It wasn't like it made me feel a lot better about the vehicle. They had installed the aftermarket joint, you know, with the knob. Remember those? I mean, they were like the digital joints, and you would like the. It was like nicer. It was just nicer than the one that came with the factory.
I used to have to take the face off joint.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Carry it with you.
Yeah.
So if they stole it, they were just.
That's exactly right.
I had it in my Geo Storm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had.
It was more expensive than a damn car.
Exactly. That made me feel better.
And it was
about
only like a $200 radio car, about $150.
100%. Same way. But that made me.
It was real metal, though. None of that fiberglass. If I run into you, it's going to be a hole.
Yeah. And
your car with those old Storms.
I don't know.
That drove Storms know a little something about that. Y'all know.
The Altima, I don't think, was as much of a tank as the Storm. But anyway, Sweet 16, no gifts tonight. Maybe there'll be some gifts, just be in the form of great games. Clemson, Arizona will kick it off. Arizona is a 7-point favorite. That game at 6:09 on CBS. Then at 6:39. You've got Connecticut taking on San Diego State. Big number here, 11.5. Be amazing if San Diego State could keep it close. My hopes were not very high. And then the back half of the night, Alabama, UNC. UNC a 5-point favorite. And then what probably it should be the closest game of the night, Iowa State, Illinois at 9:09. Any of these four you're particularly, I guess we've talked about Iowa State, Illinois. Do you care about the other three at all?
Well, yes, I've got friends on both sides of that North Carolina-Alabama matchup, so I'll be glued along with tuning in.
Who are your Carolina friends?
To what the Cubs are doing. I got former Memphis sports information folks that are Carolina buddies. And now I know apparently that DeMichael Cole is a North Carolina guy. We've got Parth as well, that's UNC. So we've sort of got North Carolina ties all over, but yes. Friend from that old sports information department over at the U of M, big Tar Heel. He's worried.
Well, I mean,
I told him the same thing. Drew does the same. Oh, we're gonna get
everybody's
beat.
Worried.
My guy does the same thing before the game, and then he's bragging afterwards. Told you. It's those kinds of fans that get to me.
Yeah,
like know when to be right or when to brag about your team, when to be meek.
Yep.
But don't come to me meek before the game, and then what? That's the worst. That's when I get Draymond frustrated.
Yep.
No, we don't have a chance.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you think about that game and that performance?
I don't think North Carolina fans should be.
I think you thought you were gonna lose.
Yeah, no, Alabama's gonna lose.
I've got a college basketball story for you. Many are saying that Iron Eagle is crushing it.
Okay, I did see that
as Jim Nance's replacement. Now, I remembered you thought at one point Jim Nance was coming here. As part of CBS's team, and we should have informed you that he had retired. Remember, he had retired from NCAA basketball games. Iron Eagle's great. Do we agree?
Yeah.
You know I like talking sports media.
I think so.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I think I like Spiro better.
Spiro Agnew?
Spiro Didis.
Who is Spiro Agnew?
Former
presidential candidate?
Presidential candidate or something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Spiro Didis.
Spiro Didis.
You'll hear him tonight.
My favorite Spiro Didis call is when Clemson was playing New Mexico. And he was here in Memphis for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And he's got like this very like deep, you know, sort of boisterous voice, you know.
Yes.
and Clemson was like beating their ass in the first half, you know. And this is I'm going to do a bad. This is a bad one, but
let's hear it.
This was what Spiro said. And here comes New Mexico. They have cut the lead from 19 to 14. Here comes, I'm like, Spiro, shut your ass up, man. That is not a here comes New Mexico moment.
Oh.
19 to 14.
Not as much a fan.
He doesn't 19, like him.
19. I think he does a great job with his delivery. But, bro, you cannot say here comes New Mexico if they go on a 5-0 run. They're still down 14 points.
Mm.
All right, you got to get to within, like, two possessions before you use the whole here comes New Mexico.
So he kind of overstates a little hyperbole going on there?
He's, like, trying to, like, I guess, keep people watching. You know?
He's trying to be interesting.
But, like, dude, you kind of have to be a little – like, we all see the score, Spiro, okay?
Yeah, calm down, huh?
This isn't 1940s AM radio where we're sitting here wondering how close the game is. Like, we all see it, man. Here comes is two possessions or less after, like, an 8-0, 10-0 run. Is that a fair benchmark?
I think so, probably. Yeah.
You can't say here – I think you say – and New Mexico showing a little bit of life.
I think that's a good evaluation.
Right? Showing a little bit of life, trying to get back in this game.
He's a little too hyper.
You know, you have to, I mean, I don't know if he had the over or what, but it was a very excited, I was like, damn, because, you know, I'm kind of doing two things at once.
Sure.
And I have the game on in the background, and I hear Spiro going crazy. I'm like, man, they must have really cut this thing to 4 or 5. Yeah. I look at them, they're down 14.
Yeah.
And they were down, I think, 16 at the half. I'm like, all right, Spiro, you know, let's just see. Let's just hope that he can learn from this and maybe be a little better
tonight.
Was
Nance overrated? I think he's good at golf. You know, he's fine. People love the hell out of Jim Nance.
I don't think he was overrated. You know, we kind of grew up with it, so.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it is the nostalgia, right?
No doubt.
Yep.
Gus Johnson, my friend Damon, just texted me. You know, I do miss Gus on The Tournament, but he's no longer with CBS, so he's doing the Fox stuff, and now we don't get him right on the NCAA Tournament because of that. Gus Johnson's always got the great call.
Yeah.
Always screaming as well.
Yeah, Gus
but usually
great.
Picks the right times
I have
to let
no
out
problem
that
with
energy.
Screaming.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That your key is when you do it and how time and score
is a very big
part of when the screams are. Yes,
no doubt.
And I'm with you. You need to know time and score
because it cheapens it
as a play-by-play guy. But he's still with Fox, right? He used to work for CBS, so we'd see him, but not anymore. Miss him on the tournament. But Ian's doing a fine job, and I would agree that, you know, while Nance, yes, nostalgic, you know, great. I held him up. Don't miss him a ton.
Right.
Don't miss him a ton. We've moved on.
Yeah.
And college basketball will move on. I guess Ian gets the main call, right, for the championship game. He'll get the main call.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
What about Noah? What about Noah Eagle, his son?
He does the NBA, right? He's, like, out doing Clippers games?
The Nets or the Clippers or one of the
He's really good. Like, I think he's legit. I don't think it's just nepotism. Like, I think his son has really done a good job.
Do you think, like, he does Big Ten – he does Big Ten Saturday night on NBC Sports at least. Do you think, like, it's just one of those things where if your parent is a job and does a job, that the likelihood is higher that you are going to do the same job? Like, are there scientific studies about this? Because I feel like Chris Collinsworth's kid did Notre Dame stuff on the NBC broadcast, and maybe that was nepotism because he was not well liked. But my point is, he went into the same field. You know what I mean? I feel like we've seen a lot of. Like Jeremy Schapp, didn't his dad Dick Schapp? Do you think that's just a nature nurture thing? Are there studies on? Oh, my dad did this, so I want to do it too.
Yes, I would imagine just like smoking or anything else.
If your parents trying to blame your dad for smoking,
if your parents did it, you're more likely to. If your parents were in a certain field, yes, okay. I think the likelihood goes up that you may follow in their.
Well, I just want to know: are we blaming less for smoking?
I think studies might have been done on this.
Okay.
Yes, have studies been done? You sound like Trump. I think studies have been done probably on this.
Yeah, well,
many studies.
I just wanted to make sure people knew what was going on, you know?
No, I think studies have probably been done about whether or not you following your parents' line of work, what they did.
Because you can ask them, you know? You can say, hey, how did you?
But we've also known there are exceptions to all of
them. There are exceptions, for sure.
You can have generations of the same thing. And
yes.
DJ pop out be something completely different than what
I don't.
What,
I don't
what
know
is
that
daddy
I would,
and granddaddy and all that work.
I don't know that I would push DJ into like doing media. Media is hard, dude. Like it's
no.
You got to be. It's got. You got to be like top 1% to be successful.
It's a 0.5 career.
I mean, it's sometimes thankless, and it takes a lot of
Don't do it.
It's not for everybody.
Don't do that.
You know, it's not for most people. Honestly,
nope, it's not.
So I don't know that I would push him. I would probably push him into doing things that include finance or business or something like that I can't maybe help him with, but that are more lucrative and you can make a living from and.
Amen.
Not have to worry about getting laid off.
My mom tried to do that to me, though, and said, just major in business. Don't go in your dad's footsteps. And I had no passion for it when I went to
these
classes.
That's true.
I didn't want to go.
You got to have passion.
I could tell myself, well, you pass these classes, you'll get a, whatever it was, business administration degree.
I think you should.
Something. But I didn't enjoy it. What college, I think college is about that. If you hadn't found it earlier, it's about going and finding out what your passion is.
Right.
And if you're going down a road that your parents are making you go down, right, but you find that you have nothing, no investment in it, you have no passion for it, that's the time to make the switch.
To
find out what it is.
Former intern Marcus Gronauer, who is from Memphis, who was here at the station. He's in the same class from Syracuse as Noah Eagle, and he chimes in and says Noah was like legit in college. Like you could see that he had his dad's chops, like terrific student. Like he was beyond just being, dad's famous. I guess he was legit. Like,
man, we got real quick. We got Gus Johnson. We got Mark. What's my guy? Mark for ESPN. You know what I'm talking about?
Mark Jones.
Yeah.
And that's about it, right?
You talking about for the brothers?
On the brothers on the play-by-play.
We had Doc that he left for the head coaching job.
Mike Tirico?
Tirico.
Not Doc. The Bucks?
Yeah.
That was just an analyst role. I'm talking play-by-play. Gus Johnson, you named him out. Mark Jones, play-by-play. But that's, I was just thinking, all the names that you named, they're just,
Tirico.
Gus, we named, is one of the best. Tirico does.
Yeah, Tirico is an ace.
Is fantastic.
He might be one of the best in the country.
You know what? Tirico is, we don't.
He's only 57 years old,
and
too.
And can do the studio show.
Yeah, he's great.
Expertly.
What? I mean, Tirico is an ace.
Or do the game.
No question.
And you know what? Tirico never makes himself a part of it in the sense that you get he's got a big ego or
it's
whatever
perfect.
Else when it comes to the play-by-play. He keeps himself out of it.
Yep.
And it's usually on the money with him.
Dave
Probably
Sims.
Don't hold him up enough.
Dave Sims from the Mariners, he will call some Big East basketball games.
Okay.
So, but
I was going to say, it's fewer. It's fewer than the guys that are training up and coming out of Syracuse and everything else.
Greg Gumbel was a play-by-play guy.
Before he went to studio.
Yeah. He's not anymore. But you mean current.
Yep.
Mike Claiborne with the Cardinals is pretty, well-known in these parts, I feel, especially around St. Louis.
No, I mean, you're right. We don't have really any at all.
Yeah. Now, we know Mark will put the real swag in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll quote 50.
Yeah, it's a little much.
He gives it flavor.
A little much.
Yeah, I enjoy him. He's fun.
I still think he's good because he's doing his own thing. It's much like Stuart Scott. Like, I know
many
people won't like
it. It's a worse version of him, though.
Well, I'm not saying it is Stuart, but I'm just saying, look, he's going out on it. Bro, you can't tell me dude ain't read up on some big words before the game, Mark Jones, that he's going to deploy.
He's too corny for
during the broadcast, man. Dude will add some new words that I have to go look.
He's
and
thoughtful.
He does it every game because what he's saying, I'm going to add to my bag.
Yeah.
There's something about that I respect. Now, does he get a little bit too much hung up on himself?
Yes.
That's where I say yes. And that's where I think Mark hurts himself, different from Gus, different from Tirico. But I still like that Mark hasn't changed because people have said, dude, it's not working. Just do your own thing.
Okay.
You're not going to be Stuart
Scott. Agreed.
You're not going to be Stuart Scott. But he's also not doing the same thing Stuart Scott was either. I mean, hosting a highlight show is different than, where you can be.
You're
expected to have a little bit more fun with that than you are necessarily a play-by-play role.
Fair enough.
Where you're dropping rap references and everything,
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like Mark just, it feels to me like he's just trying a little too hard, right, to be like current. Because he'll do things like Steph Curry will be like going off, you know what I mean? He'll be like splashing it everywhere. And he'll say things like, and again, in his tone, he'll be like, swimming laps around a bottle of Louis the 13th. It is just a splash zone. And again, like that's not exactly his voice, but you get what I'm saying. Like he's
a little corny.
Jumping off a mountain into a sea of codeine is Steph Curry.
Very visual.
That's how he is. And it's always like a rap lyric.
No, I'm getting your Hasseltine and your Mark a little conflated.
Hasseltine's a story.
Okay. Mark
Jones is rap lyrics.
That's
it's
a
like,
distinct difference.
Yeah.
This is all on Finesse Ransom.
Yeah, like it's more of just like, it's
more
almost
narrative.
Like,
it's more narrative.
It's almost like if I had told my dad to watch like 30 hours of TikToks and then come back and try to have a conversation with me. And it would, you know what I mean? Like that's how it kind of comes off sometimes with Mark Jones. And that's fine, bro. It's like working for you. Congrats. It's just, I don't need you to try to like relate to the young viewer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Look at that drip coming in. Oh my goodness, that drip.
He had developed a great little chemistry with Doris.
He had.
But they pulled her. She got pulled up.
Yeah.
You know, to the big show, to the number one team.
Anyway.
As she deserved.
There's a best Mark Jones call.
Let's hear some Mark Jones.
You know what he's going to say.
I could find some here.
Oh, please.
I can mingle with the stars and throw a party on Mars.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mark Jones alongside Rod Gilmore, Quint Kesenick down in the field joining us. And just come in and steal one.
Simmons back the other way. Westbrook is 0-for-4. This show is going. Embiid detonates on Westbrook and stares him down.
Talk about crashing the boards, folks. And talk about crashing a bucket. That's a crash. Russ letting you know that he's in the house.
Three from the left hash to remain unbeaten. And perhaps a player in the college football playoff and the 29th consecutive conference win. Blocked! Snuffed! Rubbed out! Erased! And Georgia Tech with an opportunity!
Butler now. Yeah, like, I mean, this is older.
Two-man game. Blake Griffin explodes on Gasol.
10-yard
like
line.
Blake and Gasol.
Yeah, these are old school.
Yeah. Like, you gotta get, like, 2022 and beyond clips. That's when he starts.
It's got a little campy and corny for the trying to relate.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Yeah. Now, there you go. Now you're getting there.
Now you're getting
closer.
Yeah.
We should do John on Mark Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I
think he's probably used that.
Oh, yeah. Love.
It sounds like him.
Oh, love
it.
What
about Gus Johnson?
Gus Johnson's the man.
He's at the top of
legend.
The game.
Yeah, he's a GOAT.
Miss him on college basketball on CBS on the tournament because he's with Fox.
Like when
Beathard sets up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith.
Oh, he just flat out screaming.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. The energy is just so good. You can't help but get hype. And again, Mark Jones, when detonates, I mean, that's great. You know,
yeah, that's why I told you he's solid. Dude.
Yeah, it's just like when he tries to do the rap lyrics on the fly. It's like, come on, bro, you could have left at it back in the production truck. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Mark Giannato going to join us at 1:25. Stick around, Jason and John.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
90 FM, ESPN. Okay, so this is an insane story.
Yes.
that we have not really talked about. Brendan Paul used to play basketball at Syracuse.
Yes.
And he was arrested on Monday and issued two drug-related charges, according to Miami-Dade County Police records. And he has been described in the past as a mule for Diddy. For Sean Diddy Combs. Now, I don't know.
Deep breath, because we haven't broached this subject. And there's a lot here with old Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a
lot going on.
That's a whole other.
His spot just got raided. Plane intercepted by authorities, feds.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently, as this, to go back to your man, the Syracuse, former Syracuse player, as his plane was intercepted on Monday, you can see pictures of Diddy talking with the federal agents outside the plane. Your boy Paul is there, Brendan Paul. And they got him on drug charges.
Got him.
Had cocaine and weed in his bag.
And weed.
Separate from what Diddy's been accused of. And again, there is a lot there on that side. But he was with Diddy, with cocaine and weed apparently in his bag, when they were intercepted at Diddy's plane. Now, how locked in to the Diddy investigation are you two?
I mean, I'm pretty locked in.
We have not talked about it. I'm interested, and you and I haven't even talked much about it off the air. Have you been? How much attention have you been paying to this?
I guess I wasn't aware until this week about the Cassie stuff, about the things that she was alleging and all the things that went on. But I'm pretty tuned in.
Cassie and multiple people accusing him. You've got the feds now involved and raiding.
And he's gone, right? He left the country.
No, he's back. He's here.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he there
and
was,
he is denounced. Yeah, Tuesday denounced the whole thing as a witch hunt, everything else. But
oh, okay.
Like I said, that they were in Miami when they intercepted this.
But they raided his house.
Oh, yes. And his, I want to tell you, had his sons all, you know, hemmed up there for a minute and everything else.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems crazy. It seems like his whole
he sold off, according to some of the stories, sold off. You know. Investment company, his ownership and things.
Yeah, Revolt TV.
Revolt TV. I want to say, is he? And maybe it already happened, but like the Ciroc and
I
all
think
that.
He's been removed
him from the folks that own Ciroc and all that. The you know makers. It ain't looking good for Diddy, and it's very you know it does it. It's very it reminds you of the R. Kelly situation.
It does. Yes.
In many ways.
Yes, that's where I just categorized it in my brain.
The number of accusations, the civil allegations that have now, you know, sort of sparked now criminal investigations and everything else is just, man. And I got to tell you, man, I've got a lot of Sean John in the closet, man. Now, John, I know you probably don't have a piece of Sean John.
No.
But my, you know, Macy's.
That was big time at, like,
Macy's
had a deal.
Dude, half his, I want to tell you, a ton of his wealth, if not the majority of it, is, like, Sean John. With Sean John's, you know, he had a deal with Macy's, man. Where my wife's just giving it. She's piling on shirts, especially back at the CA, you know, the dress shirts. Everything. I got too much old Sean John in the closet.
Yeah.
Do I have to go burn it?
Well, that's between you and God, brother. I ain't going to tell you what to do. I mean.
Well, he ain't in the clothes, is he?
I don't know.
Again, these are alleged.
Yeah, like, you remember.
But there are many of them.
The brands used to be South Pole, Echo.
Yeah, but Diddy blew Sean all that John. Away with Sean John.
Did you used to wear Echo or South Pole?
You're leaving off FUBU, bro.
FUBU was never in my closet.
No, you had a
I did have one pair of FUBU, but I was embarrassed to wear them.
I thought so. You were embarrassed. Why were you embarrassed? Because you thought you'd be checked
in
Mississippi schools?
Because they were Bobo, yeah. Of course.
Now there was some
bro,
good
FUBU.
Bro, there was some good looking FUBU stuff. You got me embarrassed because it was some level. I'm sensing
bro,
that
there
you
was
thought
no,
it was cheap.
No, nah, dude, it ain't
FUBU
gotta,
was hot for a minute.
Not when I was
it just
school.
Wasn't for you
because right and it because
for
it,
us by us
exactly. But I didn't feel that when
who
I had them joints
boots?
On.
Who gave you those?
I bought
boots?
Them. I bought them.
What the hell
they
you
were
doing buying FUBU,
dude? We used to shop at TJ Maxx. That's where we got all our clothes.
It wasn't for you.
Who's to say?
And then you talk about you embarrassed by it, but you bought them.
Yeah.
What kind of damn sense that make?
Well, again, I wasn't feeling the for us, by us thing when I was wearing them things because y'all was roasting my
just
ass.
Just where did you plan on wearing them things when you
to
walked
school.
Up in there and pulled out that cash for them FUBU boots?
They were shoes. They were like, they were honestly, what they were was like knockoff Air Force Ones. Like they had like a strap, you know? And I was like, I can get away with this, but you can't. Can't, bro. I learned my lesson two different times. One time I was wearing Shaqs, and I was embarrassed. I was, like, hiding my shoes. Ugh. Awful feeling. Awful feeling. And then the FUBUs. Wore them one day each. And then I learned, even if it's Team Jordan, wear the Team Jordan. Even if it's Team Jordan, wear the Team Jordan. Again, trial by fire, Memphis City Schools.
I see now. You just thought you was a young Eminem coming up. Yeah,
dude.
That's what you thought. You thought you could just go into the FUBU store and buy the whole wardrobe and wear it and just be included.
Bro, because FUBU was not. It had nothing to do with the
was
fact that I was white. It had everything to do with the fact that the brand had expired by the time I was in high school. And it was just
again,
like.
Again, even more reason not to buy them
like,
at the time.
K-Swiss, you didn't wear K-Swiss, bro, all right? That's just what you didn't do. Y'all wore K-Swiss.
Wore the heck out of some K-Swiss, white K-Swiss.
K-Swiss was
it.
Not.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.